The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me for three charts in 3 minutes, I do apologise that yesterday Nicola went to Bristol on a very exotic holiday, a one-day holiday trip to see her other half, a secret other half that the boyfriend doesn't know about.
I
shouldn't have said that, should I? He doesn't know yet. Right. It's Nicola Duke, the Duchess of the Charts. You all right, Nick?
I'm very good, thanks.
How was
just
Bristol?
Not very well.
Yeah. How are you? You are a bit of a hypochondriac. You're a bit of a hypochondriac, though, aren't you? A little bit of one.
I'm not a hypochondriac. That's awful.
No, that's the trouble. Most hypochondriacs don't think they are. That's the trouble. It's like being mad. If you're mad, you don't know you're mad. That's why you're mad. You know, people. So hypochondriacs don't believe they're hypochondriacs. That's why they keep saying I'm ill all the time. You know, but someone else has to point it out. So I'm doing that for you, Nick. All right.
I'm only kidding. Where would I be without you?
I know. Okay. Listen, Phalanx is the first one we're looking at, FLX, an operational update today, and as we speak, I think they're reacting quite well, 16% up as we talk, to 7.25 pence. What do you reckon, Nick, on the chart?
I reckon on the chart. So, you know, I was a bit disappointed in Phalanx when in July we dropped below the 200-day moving average, because I really thought after the rally from last summer that we would hold and find support from the 200-day moving average and continue higher. But we didn't. And then what we saw since really mid-July is a diamond pattern. And a diamond pattern is a really cool pattern. It can be a trend reversal or a trend continuation, but usually produces a really powerful trend move. And what we've seen today on this news is a breakout from this triangle pattern and a breakout, and we're holding solidly back above the 200-day moving average again. I think this is excellent, epic news. So I've got two upside targets. I've got three, really. I've got resistance at between 12 and 12.30, which is the 2014 lows. Then I've got another measured move target, and that's also the prior highs from 2015 at 14.30. But my first target for this stock is 16.60.
Really? Wow, yeah. That's a nice target there, 1660. That's a big target.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. The next one is Harvest Minerals. They've released an update today as well on their KP Fertile product, which is a fertilizer product. This is going to hopefully replace traditional fertilizers. It's organic, it's cheaper, and it's doing very well in tests. They've done tests with rice, and they've done tests with coffee. This is in Brazil, and it's looking very good. So HMI on the chart, and hopefully, they said previously, they're going to be getting some sales very soon, and so some revenue coming in to this company. So hopefully very soon. HMI on the chart, Nick, what do you reckon?
HMI in June, you know, bounced off the 78.6 fib. That normally means a rally back to the 38.2. So we should go at rally at least to 16.28 from here, and we're at 10. So we've bounced off the 200-day moving average 2 weeks ago. That's pretty normal the first time back to it. And now we're consolidating sideways. I don't really want to see us below the 50-day moving average. So that means not much below 10. I see us going sideways, consolidating here. I'm just looking for it to turn higher again. So the next resistance is at 11.4 and then 13.85 resistance, and then first target 16.28. Mm-hmm. But if we go back, if we make a move below 9.4, then my bullish view is off and we would likely retest the lows of 2016.
Cool. So if they do what they want to do, which is selling around 400,000 tons of this KP Fertile a year, that's going to be 20 million profit a year for them. And at the moment, what are they as a market cap? They are currently, 12 million market cap? So you can see You're paying 10.
That's a big deal to them. That's a big deal for the stock.
Pretty much, 10 bagger, you know, pretty much. If they do that, so it's worth doing some work on this. They've got a huge amount of resource and reserves there, so it's worth looking at. Last one is Strategic Minerals, that are very bullish up to today on the sales at their magnetite, at their cobre, and they're up sort of close to 10%. And sales are looking very good, actually. I think almost double last year, what the sales were last year, at $999,000. That's during August alone. So what do you reckon, Nick, on SML?
Okay, so this stock's had a really nice rally since the November low. We've retraced to the 61.8 of that. And we're trading sideways. We've made a two-wave corrective move higher, and I think that we'll see one more swing lower to probably support at 2.03. We're at 2.33 now. So that's the pivot level. That's where the daily moving averages are. I really do think that we're just trading sideways while this 200 moving average catches up. And I don't see it back below the lows of July. I think that we'll just go sideways here until this 200 moving average catches up. And then I see this continuing higher and a move to new high. My target for this one is 5.37 on the next move higher.
Wow, good. Let me just clarify, sorry. The sales for magnetite in July were $999,000, and that's almost double, which is what it was in July of last month, so it's the previous month. So they did $486,000 worth of sales. So amazing sort of uptick in sales there over a month. Cool. Nick, thanks for that. And if you can put those charts on the company pages of Fox Markets and send me the charts as well, I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.